I'm outside right now, but I want to tell you about our sponsor, me. All the research, writing, and reflecting, I do all on my own. So if you find value in what I do and want me to create more, the best way you can support me is to tell a friend. Or if you want to support me directly, you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/sidenote. You can find my videos on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram, my full essays on LinkedIn, Substack, and Medium. And if you like podcasts, you can find podcast versions of all my videos on Spotify, on Apple Music, and everywhere else you listen. It really means a lot to me that you're here, and I hope you take care. Hello. Imagine a fish in a pond. If you were that fish, how big would you be? How big would the pond be? How you answer these questions may actually reveal how much you believe in yourself. If you've ever felt dumb in class, this might be what you need to hear. It's something called the big fish, little pond effect. And it says that our confidence isn't just up to us, but to the people we compare ourselves to. Sometimes we may feel small, not because we are, but because of the people we're standing next to. Research shows that when we compare ourselves to high achievers or a really big classroom, our academic self-concept actually goes down. We start feeling like a really small fish in a really big pond. And if we choose to carefully pick out who we compare ourselves to, we not only get to make our pond smaller, but we can actually find people that'll motivate us to try and be better. Now, as I do my master's, I sometimes feel lost because my classmates ask so many interesting, insightful questions. I beat myself up because I don't know what they're talking about. But now that I've learned of the big fish, little pond effect, I see them not as competition, but instead as inspiration. I've learned to swim with the water and not against it. And now that I have, it's brought me places I couldn't even imagine. Normally, the big fish, little pond effect is used in an educational context. It's used for academics, but I believe it goes beyond grades. It's about how we compare ourselves to others. It's about how we even see ourselves. And if we choose to compare ourselves wisely, we might even end up pushing ourselves forward and not pulling ourselves down. So today, I'd like to invite you to find someone to look up to. It could be someone in class. It could be your course mate. It could be your roommate. It could even be your best friend. Find someone who inspires you. Do this, and I promise you, someday you'll be the person that someone will look up to. And with that, I hope we take care. Until we see each other again, goodbye.